7.
Trending.
LA Sports. Now.
Here's what's trending from the iHeart Radio Network. Dodger fans, I'm feeling you. Time has come tonight. World Series. Game 3 with Tampa. Crucial game. With the fearless Walker Buehler and the Rays, Mr. October, Charlie Morton, Morongo Casino. Dodger pregame at 3 with Tim Cates. First pitch, 5:08, right here, AM 570, LA Sports. And all week, World Series Dodger Talk with Tim Cates and Steve Sachs has been presented by your Southern California Ford dealers. Visit your local dealer today and test drive a Ford F-150, the best-selling full-size pickup in California. And the Raiders blow a primetime taste with the COVID-19 concerns ripping through their O-line. Raiders, Bucks shifts to the afternoon, their O-line in limbo. I'm Victor Brick Jacobs.
AM 570, an LA sports icon.
Fred Rogan is here tonight.
Decades on your television covering Los Angeles sports.
Fred Rogan, huge in Los Angeles.
The Dean.
I'm the Dean.
Fred Rogan.
Weekdays before Petros and Money.
A USC All-American.
USC's Rodney Peet.
An NFL quarterback.
Absolutely perfectly delivered by Rodney
Peet.
Available on the iHeartRadio app or on AM570LASports.com.
This is Rogan and Rodney.
All right, we continue on. Fred Rogan and Rodney Peet on AM 570 LA Sports. Getting you ready for Dodger baseball. If you're just joining us, we jump on early on game days. Petros and Money will be here at noon. They'll go to 3. Then Tim Cates will jump back on with a pregame show. And we'll have the call of the game right here at 5 o'clock. But it's the weekend, and it's a very big weekend. The Dodgers will play a minimum of 2 games. No, they'll play a minimum of 3 games this weekend. They win all 3, they've won the World Series. So we've got to be fired up, Rodney. We've got to be in the proper mindset.
Yes, we do, Fred.
We got to stop fooling around.
Yes, we do. We need it. We need a big weekend one. Because I don't know when I can't think of a weekend that we've gone into where it could be over this weekend, Fred. It could be over. So we need a powerful, powerful message going into the weekend.
And to deliver that message with the Daily Haiku, we welcome on Vic the Brick. And Vic, good morning.
Good morning, Fred.
Boy.
Good morning, Rodney.
He's fired up today.
Oh, yes. Man. Before we get to the haiku, I want to wish my beloved bride, Yuko Sakamoto, a very blissful 18th wedding anniversary.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
And you, congratulations.
Thank you. Oh, yeah. We're celebrating
you and
with
your
Dodger
pet of 7-8,
victory. Vic. Yeah, we're celebrating with a Dodger victory tonight. And has been our custom in this amazing Dodger postseason run. We throw down the wisdom of the greatest swordsman ever. Oh, in Japan,
no.
Musashi.
No, Vic.
Yes. Fred, what? Fred.
Are you disappointed in the results? Are you disappointed in the results since we started throwing down Musashi?
No, Vic, but there's a number of things.
Musashi, Fred. Why are you disappointed in Musashi?
Because, first, I wanted Basho or Shiki. Basho is the heaviest hitter of all time. And second, every time we have Musashi, it is not completely authentic. Now, this is something we talk about every day. And yesterday, Vic, and you and I, how long have we known each other? 30 years?
Yes.
Okay. Yesterday was the lowest of the low.
Huh?
Why? And you like the feeling you?
No, and I can tell you this, Vic, because I am your friend, and
we
have known each other for so long. I thought yesterday was a new low. When you were asked before the haiku to please keep it authentic. Please, that's all we said. Just go with the haiku. And at the very end, you did a Baba Booey and snuck in, once again, your own flavor. Vic, will this today be an authentic haiku?
It will be mostly Musashi.
Okay, so it's not authentic.
With a taste, Fred. Wait for the taste. Be patient.
Vic.
70 breaths.
I know, Vic, but please. All we wanted was... go ahead.
All this, Fred, is we're planting seeds of a great Dodger victory.
I know, but I think the authentic haiku will do that. That's all I'm saying.
Well, this haiku for you. Okay. On this Friday, October the 23rd, comes from Musashi, the master swordsman of Japan, circa late 1600s, and it continues to resonate with incredible knowledge, wisdom, the whole thing.
Well, when you go with the whole thing, then I'll think it's authentic. I hope it is.
Anyone can give up. It's the easiest thing in the world to do. But to hold it together when everyone else would understand if you fell apart, that is true strength. Dodgers, my suerte. Dodgers in six, feeling you. Musashi.
Vic, all right. Look.
What?
First of, why you throw what? Your pin, Brad? Why do you what? Throw your...
Vic, first of all.
What?
I don't even know if that was really Musashi. This is not Plum Blossoms and Journeys. The words do not sound like a haiku master. So that's the first thing.
Wow.
That's right, Vic. This is not cherry blossoms and trees and all of the things we've come to, insects, all of the things we've come to appreciate from the haiku.
To know and love from the haiku. But Vic, the haiku from Musashi.
No, Vic. This is not. Read it again, Vic.
Vic, please. Please read it again.
Read it again. There's nothing.
Ronnie, hit me.
No, don't hit him. Just read it, Vic. This is not Musashi. You made the whole thing up.
This haiku from mostly Musashi.
Okay, well, now it's gone to mostly. And I'm going to stop you every time it's not Musashi. Go ahead.
I want you to open your mind, Fred.
No,
yes, Freddy.
It's open.
Open your mind.
My eyes are closed. My mind is open. I'm listening. But every time it is not Musashi, I'm going to stop you. Go ahead.
Anyone can give up. It's the easiest thing in the world to do.
Stop. I do not believe that was Musashi.
Pure Musashi.
Continue.
But to hold it together.
Wait. All right. Stop.
Hold it together.
There are no haikus where the guy says, hold it together, Vic. Not from Shiki, not from Basho, not from Prince Shiki, not from the Jewish guy, not from the woman. Nobody says that in a haiku.
That's why Musashi is set apart, Fred. That's why Musashi is apart as the greatest swordsman in Japanese history.
All right.
This is what sets him apart, is his warrior mentality, Fred. Bushido. The way of the warrior. Bushido. Repeat after me, Fred. Bushido.
No, I want Busan. I don't want Bushido. I want Busan.
Busan is Bushido.
But he doesn't talk like Musashi, which makes his more authentic. Just do the end. Do the end part again.
Just to hold it together, Fred.
Yeah.
When everyone else would understand if you fell apart.
This is not
that
real.
Is true strength.
Yes.
And that is Musashi, Fred.
The Musashi, Fred.
I'm feeling you.
You threw a little Spanish in there at the end, Vic.
Yeah, Vic. You threw Spanish in the first time.
Dodgers más fuerte.
Yeah.
Yes.
Dodgers strong.
Vic. Okay.
Dodgers in six.
Yeah.
Why can't Musashi have held it together, Fred?
First, exactly.
I don't think they spoke. They hold it together back, you know, in Musashi time.
No haiku.
The great
sounds,
samurai.
No haiku sounds like that. And Musashi was not multilingual. He did not speak Spanish as well.
He was multi-skilled, Fred. You know, Sumae, he was a great artist. He, you know, he drew with the charcoal. He did the tea ceremony. Not only was he, you know, adept at swords,
yeah,
but he had a toolkit, Fred. He had a toolkit. And that's what it's about. It's about knowing your toolkit and expanding your toolkit. And that's what the Dodgers do. They have a toolkit, but yeah, they expand their toolkit. And they know their tools.
So you're telling me Musashi's tool oftentimes expanded.
Exactly.
And he used it as a weapon.
Yes. When you have knowledge of all your tools, Fred, you're impregnable.
I'm going to keep
impregnable.
That. I'm going to keep that in mind, Vic.
It's lit. Fire! Stories lighting up the sports headlines.
Vic, why are you impregnable?
Because you have all your tools.
Okay, well, that explained it.
And you're confident in your tools.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, here's my tool.
Accident or injury, call Jacob and Ronnie, call Jacob.
Got some news just a couple of minutes ago. There's going to be some inclement weather down in Arlington, Texas. So the roof is going to be closed tonight for Game 3 of the World Series. Not sure how it affects Walker Buehler, who we know is a flamethrower. Charlie Morton, I wouldn't call him a soft tosser, but he's not necessarily throwing 102 up there either. You hear experts talk about it, and I'm far from it. But especially guys that rely on their breaking ball a lot more, it's definitely affected when the roof is closed versus when it is open. So we'll see if that has any effect on tonight's game.
What are you saying? If you throw the breaking ball and the roof is open, it's going to break 7 feet?
Maybe.
It's going to have more of an effect on your breaking ball if the roof is open.
It could.
I'm glad the roof is closed, but I don't think, and Rodney is a guy that played, you're out there and it's a little windy, and the guy's throwing a breaking ball. Is it going to break 12 feet?
It might. Sometimes it's psychological, too. But it might have something to do with it. I think the roof closed works in the Dodger favor. As we've seen, in it's a big park, and, you know, even though it's a big park, Dodgers hit the ball out of the ballpark, but I think some of the balls that they've hit were held up by some of the wind games that they played in that stadium, and they played far more than the Rays have. So I think it's a good thing that the roof will be closed for the Dodgers, especially for the hitting side.
Advantage Dodgers, no doubt. This is our home park already. We know this. We know this ballpark. Open, closed roof. Who cares? I'm hearing Charlie Martin's doing a side hustle before the game where he's slinging burgers on the side.
What?
Hey, Morton, I focus on the game and I'm not selling hamburgers on the sidelines.
Vic, why is Charlie Morton selling hamburgers?
You know his franchise, Morton's.
It's a steak place, Vic.
Well, he's slinging burgers. That's a state of Morton.
I think the burgers are on the kids' menu, you know, at Morton's. Maybe that's what it is.
That's right. He's slinging burgers on his kids' menu.
Maybe he's slinging T-bones, Vic.
I focus on the game and not the steak. Because the Dodgers are the steak. And Tampa Bay, you are ground chuck. Ground Beulah. Ground Beulah.
What language are you speaking?
Ground chuck, ground Beulah.
Ground Beulah.
We got a bizarre story out of USC. So we have a receiver named Muneer McClain, and he was suspended. He's been suspended for the last month. We're now starting to find out why. There was actually a federal investigation related to fraud when it comes to the Pandemic Unemployment Assistance Program. And apparently what he's been doing, he sells high-end shoes as a way to be able to make money. And then, of course, when all the businesses shut down, I guess he says his quote-unquote business also took a hit. So he applied for financial relief and financial assistance. And apparently he wasn't supposed to do that. And they sent federal investigators to his dorm room and have opened up an investigation. USC suspended him. And they said they're fully cooperating with the authorities at the moment.
But he was operating a business, correct?
I don't know if he had an LLC or how that whole thing works. But he explained very explicitly, I resell high-end shoes as a way to make money. That is his business. Now, whether it's a certified business, I have no idea, and I don't have details on that. But the feds caught wind of it, obviously, and thought there were some shenanigans going on.
Well, you know something? He probably knew going in. Honestly, you shouldn't try that.
Yeah.
He probably knew. I'm just going to roll the dice here, and hey, maybe I'll get him good. Maybe they'll send me some money.
I'll get one by on the feds.
Yeah.
That's what he was thinking. Great.
You know, they're not going to catch me. It's just bad, Rodney. It's bad.
Yeah, I don't want to make any assumptions here, but yeah, he had his side hustle going on. And if it was legitimate. I don't have a problem with it. If he considered himself a small business and that was his business, the question is, like you said, Kevin, I don't know if it was it certified? Was it legitimized? Did he have, was it incorporated that he could legally file as a small business? If that's the case, then he should be able to file. Look, there were billion-dollar corporations getting refunds and relief checks, a la the Lakers and other people. So why shouldn't a small business, if he was legit, if it was legit? But the feds investigating it leads you to believe there was something going on.
Yeah, I mean, the freaking banks got millions of dollars, you know, from the government to help them out. And this kid's doing his hustle. Let's face it, not everything is brick and mortar these days. Brick and mortar is like the past. It's very difficult to get a brick and mortar business going together. So I understand, he was maybe selling, sneakers out of his car. But if he had a license and he had a legitimate kosher business going, with the proper paperwork, he may be entitled. It depends on the paperwork of his business. Not everything's brick and mortar anymore. It's, people right on, are, they're hustling, man. Everyone's got to hustle in L.A. and around the country. You just can't depend on a legitimate, gig, especially if you're in school. You need money. You need money to live. I appreciate the kid's hustle. But, if his paperwork was in order, he may have a case.
Some good news out of Raiders camp. We talked about this yesterday with Vinny Bonsignore. Trent Brown, their starting right tackle, took off his contact tracer and subsequently was tested positive for COVID-19. And since they couldn't trace a lot of the people that he spent time with, they basically shut all those guys down, the entire starting offensive line as well as starting safety Jonathan Abram. Well, the Raiders did conduct testing today, and everybody came back clear and clean. It doesn't look like they're going to postpone the game Sunday, which had already been moved up from Sunday night to Sunday afternoon. There was a possibility it might be moved to Monday. Doesn't look like that's going to happen. Trent Brown, since he tested positive for sure, is not going to be able to play. But the other starting four offensive linemen look like they should be healthy enough to play. I guess the question I can ask you, Rodney, is should they play, considering they have not been able to practice all week long?
Well, what's the alternative? I'll take my starting left tackle, right tackle, guard, if he hasn't practiced all week over the backup any day of the week. You're going to have to live with that. This is not necessarily week one where you're going into. They played a few games, so the continuity is still there, even though they haven't practiced. So I if they can play, as a quarterback, I want my guys playing, period.
Oh, fantastic. That means NBC doesn't get the game now.
I'm sorry, Fred.
That's all I have to say.
Fred, you always look at it from your lens.
Yes, I was. And, that was our Sunday night game. And the Raiders would have been a good draw in this market Sunday night, even against the Dodgers. I'm glad the guys can play. Doesn't help us much.
Yeah, the O-line, let's face it, they don't need practice. These are the smartest guys on the team. The O-linemen, man. It's not like they need practice. Like the great Allen Iverson would say, practice? No. You think Derek Carr cares if they practice as long as they play? They know the plays. You don't put in your reserve lineman. You got to protect Derek Carr. You got to move the ball against Tampa Bay's defense, which is a solid defense. They got to play him. If they've tested, negative, they got to play. And if they're no health concern, if their health is fine and good, and they pass the protocols, there's no reason to sit them. Play them. You don't want some reserve lineman and Derek Carr gets destroyed, in the pocket, and he gets, brutalized like his brother David cut his career short because his O-line couldn't protect him. He needs protection.
Few teams have benefited more, a few National League teams, I should say, have benefited more from having the universal DH than the Dodgers right now. Being able to put Will Smith in at DH and still have Austin Barnes' defense behind the dish at catcher. And there was talk about whether or not this will be the norm going forward and whether or not they will amend the collective bargaining agreement to allow the DH to live in both leagues permanently. Well, there was a report earlier today that says that is not going to happen, at least through the remainder of this collective bargaining agreement, which is 2021, so through next season. Once things supposedly get back to normal next year, things will go back to normal where you'll have a DH in the American League and pitchers will be hitting in the National League.
Well, I was a big fan of pitchers hitting, always have been. Didn't like the DH. But now after you see it, I like the DH. And I'll bet you the DH will be back. And here's why. Because it means another roster spot for the players. Another guy gets paid. It's good for the players. I don't know if it's great for the baseball purist, but it's working now. And I used to hate it. But, Rodney, I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah, I like it. I really do. And I think you're right, Fred. It's really good for the players because of the extra roster spot. And I think if you polled the players, they like it. You polled the pitchers. You know, pitchers, starting pitchers really want to worry about hitting? No. I mean, I know it puts more strategy in the game if you're in the National League, and I get that. And the purists will be mad, as you say. But I think for the game and people wanting more offense, I think it's good. I think they should keep it.
I love it, especially for the Dodgers, because who is deeper than the Dodgers? They're deeper than the Marianas Trench.
Mm-hmm.
Half a day, sports fans. From Micronesia to Saipan to Yap, they're all over the place. No one's deeper than the Dodgers.
That is like the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Doc, thank you. Enjoy Philadelphia. We love you. Bottom line is, it's a great move. It will be a great move for the Dodgers, who are deeper than anybody. Who's deeper than us? I love the fact that we can get Will Smith in the DH and the defensive prowess of Austin Barnes. I mean, no one has the depth. I love it. It's great for the Azul.
And that's what's lighting up the headlines.
Kevin's been great.
As promised, if you're on hold, you're coming on. We're going to wrap it up with you. And we'll open the phone lines, 866-987-2570. How you feeling today? Where's your meter? Take your phone.
3, 2, 1. Grab your phone, because now is your chance to win $1,000. Text the keyword FAMILY to 200-200. You'll get a confirmation text and info. Standard data and message rates apply in this nationwide contest. That's FAMILY to 200-200.
I'm trying to put you in the worst mood. P1 cleaner than your shoes. Really point to
Rodney Pete, Fred Rogan. On a Friday. Beautiful Friday. Game day Friday. A blue Friday. Let's go Dodgers.
Let's do it. Kevin mentioned in the last segment they'll close the roof tonight. Some inclement weather. I don't know what the overall forecast for Arlington is this weekend. But I believe, and Rodney, I agree with you, that the roof closed is an advantage for the Dodgers. You know, you don't know how that wind's going to blow there. If it's blowing in, it works against the Dodgers. All right. Let's get everybody on now. We promised we would. 866-987-2570. How are you feeling as we head into Game 3? Isabel in Anaheim, go ahead.
Hey, guys, I'm fine for tonight. I'm just looking forward. Hopefully, they can wrap it up on Sunday. So, go Dodgers and Fred. Yeah, I believe when you'll be fine on Monday. Right now, I don't. I know you're probably going to panic if they lose over the weekend. So, anyway, but
thank you. All right, Isabel. Thank you. No,
you're welcome.
All right, goodbye. Have a good weekend. I'm not panicked. I've been the most optimistic person here. The most optimistic. So I feel great about it. I think tonight's going to be exciting and a win.
Wait, what? You say you're the most optimistic person here?
What is my glass? Full. My glass is full. It's not even half full. It's full.
You're the most optimistic person here, huh?
Absolutely.
Really?
Oh, yeah. No question.
You've done more for the Dodgers than Jackie Robinson.
I said I'm optimistic, not that I'm a member of the organization. But if you'd like to give me that credit, I'll certainly accept it.
Weren't you in red this time last week when the Dodgers were down in the NLCS and Rodney was the one who was positive and said everything's fine, we'll be good, don't worry about it?
That's absolutely accurate. And what happened? Because of what I did, indicating the severity of the situation, they won 3 straight. So
it was a reverse psychology. Your lack of optimism inspired them to come back.
So in theory, in that theory, you should be red right now to get the Dodgers to win tonight.
No. No, because I think it's all fine. And by the way, to everybody.
So you might be jinxing the Dodgers by being green right now.
Look, I'll do what needs to be done. If there are issues, I'll change my color. But right now, it's green. It's all good. And Rodney, to you and to our listeners, I say this. You're welcome. Okay, Jim in San Diego. Jim, listening on the app. Go ahead.
You guys are killing me. A privilege to talk to you. I called a week ago and said I was not red or green or whatever. I was Pantone 294. Yes. I'm still right there. I think you owe it to me. The Dodgers owe it to me because they turned it around. They took down the Braves. And now we're going to take down this silly team from Tampa Bay. Not overlooking them. They're good. But we play our game. We're the better team. We're going to win. I will trade you, Rogan. I'll trade you the shift for the DH. We'll give you the DH, but get rid of that dang shift. It's terrible.
Oh no!
So that's my call on that,
Jim. There's no question. Yeah. The shift is bad. You're 100%.
Jim, what would you say for the shift? Did you got to have two guys left of the bag and two guys right of the bag? How would you adjust to make the shift work? So it's illegal.
I think that's a good call, Rodney. I think you're right on there. It's got to be something that's manageable, but it's bad for the game. Terrible. One thought and one question for you guys. Do you think that when you throw May and Gonsolin out there, if things don't go the way they should, like Kike booting a tailor-made double play ball, does that affect a young pitcher's mind and get them off the task? So there's a part of me that wonders, they really have to have that perfect support behind them, and everything sort of has to go well. Otherwise, it just takes a little bit. It's that experience piece.
Jim, thanks for the call. I don't think it affects them one bit. Look, they got out there and you know, they were victimized by that play. And they weren't really sharp. Okay, they have been sharp. You know, another game. That's why they're there. Not going to get all freaked out over it at this point. Go, well, now I don't know what will happen next. I think, Rodney, they'll be able to put that behind him and just go.
Yeah, I think, you know, and if you look back a couple years ago, there were times where we saw Julio struggle, right, in situations where he was brought in and he would struggle to get outs. And you're like, man, okay, his time is not yet. And then we look at him now and go, okay, he's our lights-out guy that can go extended innings, and we're looking at him for a game four. And I think it just does. It takes experience. It takes time to work through situations, especially in big moments. As much as people tell you that, oh, it's just another game, it's the World Series, it's just, no, it's bigger than that. The butterflies are bigger. The anticipation is bigger. You know, now once the game starts, you settle in, but, you know, it's no substitute for actually playing, which I think is going to be good for these guys because they've been in tight situations, big-time situations in this postseason.
Todd in Long Beach, go ahead.
Fred, I appreciate you getting my name right. First time in 2 weeks you've done that, so great job.
You know, is that necessary? Is that necessary?
My bad. Anyways, so... Hey, listen, I could give my name to Nancy on the can. She'd get it right more than you, Fred. So, Fred.
Yes, Todd.
I'm really confident. This is where you fall back on all the experience the Dodgers have had over the last 4 years. And if it's a close, the series is going to be close, but we know that experience is what's going to make the difference. I think that's why the Dodgers are going to win this World Series.
Yeah, you know, Todd, or if I've called you Bob in the past, you're right. That's why the better team will win. The Dodgers are the experienced team. And there will be moments,
Fred,
where Tampa Bay is going to make mistakes.
But, Fred, let's be honest. If the Dodgers happen to lose tonight, you're going to turn into a bonfire. You're going to spontaneously combust, right?
No, not tonight. Don't talk to me after tomorrow. Hey, but not
that's
tonight.
Why he's so confident. That's why he's so confident in green on a Friday, because he doesn't have to come back on radio tomorrow.
All right. Todd, have a good weekend. Thanks for listening, as always. We appreciate it.
You too, guys.
All right. And let's do Robert real quick in San Bernardino. Go ahead, Robert.
All right. I'm not green. I'm not red. I'm blue, and it's up to the Dodgers to decide what that means. And judging by all the callers today, we really do have the best fans on earth, because this unwavering confidence all these guys have in a team that's always come up short is amazing. Like, ladies, go find yourself a Dodgers fan, because you could sleep with his brother, and he would still love you and think you're the best wife ever.
Ooh.
I was at games, I was at games 1, 6, and 7 in 2017. I was green then, but I went colorblind on November 1st, 2017. I was born in 89, and I called you guys after game 1 of the World Series and told you guys the same thing, that I've seen nothing but disappointment for 30 years, 31 years now, and I just can't deal with all this positivity. I love positivity, but all this confidence after we've done nothing but come up short for at least the last 5 years, we don't have a champion on our team besides Mookie now. If we don't win this, it's an embarrassment. We have to win this, and we should win this, and that's, sure, we could be confident in that, but I mean, we were down 3-1 to Atlanta last week. Nobody was confident. And we shouldn't have been, because it was just like every other year where we've come up short. And we all thought it was going to happen again.
Did you say nobody was confident? Did you say nobody was confident? Down 3-1, nobody was confident?
Rodney was confident.
I think it – okay. Well, Rodney, I'm an Eagles fan. It took until 2017 to get us a championship. So, excuse me there. But, like I said, we're talking about –
So you were Eagles fan. Were you doubting the Eagles last night?
Oh yeah, of course.
Oh come on, come on! I mean, down 21-10 with 5 minutes left. It's Eagles time, baby.
Oh, those are the games they win. If we're gonna talk about the Eagles, that's a whole different. Those are the games they win, and then they come up short against the Ravens, who they were supposed to get blown out by. That's the Eagles now. But anyway, like I said, we're talking about Charlie Morton like he's Nolan Ryan. And the only reason we're talking about him like that is because he dominated us in the World Series in 2017. And otherwise, he wouldn't be able to be flipping burger patties like SpongeBob out there.
Robert, we got to go, but thanks for the call.
I love SpongeBob.
Yeah, so do I. Where's Patrick? Anyway, Kevin, there was a clip in there where he talked about sleeping with a guy's brother.
Yes.
You need to pull that and give it to Bob for a promo.
You're right.
That was a great line.
That was pretty good.
All right, we're back to wrap it up.
The World Series is tied up. One game apiece heading into Game 3 today.
The job's not finished.
We go wall to wall with Dodger coverage leading up to first pitch.
We are 3 wins away.
Join Tim Cates and Steve Sachs at 7 a.m. and listen all day on AM 570 or
hear every World Series game live on the iHeartRadio app.
It is amazing.
AM 570 LA Sports.
Real Dodger fans know.
Hey, Lisa Fox here. When not getting benched or thrown out of a game, they're on the radio with you. You're listening to Rogan and Rodney on AM 570 LA Sports.
All week, World Series Dodger Talk with Tim Cates and Steve Sachs has been presented by your Southern California Ford dealers. Visit your local dealer today and test drive a Ford F-150, the best-selling full-size pickup in California. Okay. Well, that's it, Rodney.
Yeah.
We've gone as far as we can go today.
Let's just hope. Hey, let's hope that when we're back on Monday, we're celebrating a championship.
Absolutely. Ronnie,
could happen over the weekend, Fred.
Oh, I know. That's what we're counting on. Ronnie and Kevin, great job. Thanks for coming in early this week. So here's the deal. If there's no game Monday, so I think we're on at our regular time.
You better look at Kevin first.
Kevin, all right. You want to see what Kevin's doing? I don't know.
We'll be on. We don't know. Why are you putting it out there, Fred? Well, because it's a fluid situation.
It's a fluid situation. Let's hope the Dodgers wrap it up this weekend. You have a great weekend. Petros and Money are next. A hard lesson, court cases, keep them guessing. Plea bargain ain't an option now, so I'm stressing. Cost me more to be free than a life in the pen. Making money off of cuss words, writing again. Learn how to think ahead, so I fight with my pen. Late night, down sunset, like in the scene. What's the worst they can do to a player? Got me lost in hell to live and die in L.A. on bail. My people say, live and die in L.A.